the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. I'm here to tell you the truth, relentlessly. Somebody's got to do it. I'm the guy. Don't worry. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Chris Cuomo has been suspended, but if another on-camera masturbating co-worker is any indication that CNN may not wash its hands of him yet, well, that's possible. Number two, one Supreme Court justice left very little doubt. She thinks abortion and Roe v. Wade are beyond the reach of anyone to question ever. Number three, the nation racked with crime. The shooting in the high school this week. Just an example of the crime we're facing in this country. But the crime wave across this country is from one Democrat-led city after another, spiraling into the cesspool of violence, drugs, destruction. It's unbelievable. And the Democrats just don't seem to understand or care. Americans don't want to live among criminals. They don't want violent crime to be met with defunding the police and no cash bail. They don't want criminals treated like heroes or given excuses. Or like CNN reported last week, a car drove through the Christmas parade. A car? Really? An SUV drove through a Christmas parade? No, a monster behind the wheel of an SUV drove through a Christmas parade. This major switch could really push some of those folks that have always voted for Democrats to say, you know what, enough. Enough. I mean, let's take a little walk around the nation, you and I together today, all right? Get a feel for just how things are going out there and how bad things have actually gotten. Defund the police, the battle cry of Portland, Oregon is really realizing results. And the problem is the results are a complete disaster. Listen to this.
Is Portland city government working when you see this? The heart of our city broken. Windows and doorways still boarded up. Familiar landmarks gone. Public spaces fenced off.
It seems like the city's doing nothing. They wring their hands and occasionally they say, this is terrible, it's not acceptable for Portland. But they don't do anything. They're too busy fighting with one another about whose bureau is going to be taken care of better.
Is Portland working when a homeless problem that was bad is now worse, with tents and camps spreading into neighborhoods?
I don't think I could describe it. My unsatisfaction, lack of response, of lack of accountability, unsafe neighborhoods. We need help.
Is city government working when piles of trash and filth have now become a normal part of our city's landscape?
When I emailed city council, there's no response. None.
No response. None. Garbage in the streets. Violence in the streets. Public parks now fenced off, not even available. And for those on fixed incomes or lower income senior citizens, how do you get out? You don't, actually. You're consumed by it. By the poor policies and the failed governance. The violence and the crime is not just raging here and there, but it blankets Democrat-run cities all over this country. One of the hardest hit? Chicago. Listen to this.
And we are on pace to have one of the deadliest years when it comes to homicides in the history of the city of Chicago. You have to go all the way back to 1994 to find a year that's as deadly. And again, we still have 1 month to go.
I've never seen 1,000 homicides for the whole, 17 years I've been in this office.
Cook County's chief medical examiner on the report released by her office with some very alarming statistics. 1,009 homicides to date, which is the highest in 27 years. 156 children or teenaged victims. 96% of the victims African American or Latino. And a 40% increase in homicides since 2019.
By the way, HeyJackass.com, the latest statistics from Chicago. Shot and wounded, 3,506. 3,506. And they're okay with that. Black Lives Matter? Really? Keep that in mind as we continue. In Baltimore, the violence on the streets is leaving people devastated week after week, month after month. Listen to this.
Guy and Mary, the family was already dealing with the loss of a relative and the funeral, and then the same week, gun violence rocked the family, and tonight, the passionate voice of a mother who's fed up. In Baltimore City, the bullets still flying, people still shot, some murdered, others survive. Images of the soaring gun violence. Listen to Karen Henry.
I don't understand. The whole damn city don't understand what's going on. We're all gone amok. The city is gone absolutely crazy.
The 65-year-old city resident in Baltimore all of her life, standing outside Johns Hopkins Hospital on this night with her daughter upstairs, struggling to recover with a bullet lodged near her spine, threatening paralysis.
Threatening paralysis. Now, here's the statistic they don't want to talk about. The reason you don't hear about Chicago and Baltimore and other cities. In Chicago, of those 3,506 that have been shot and wounded, 96% are black or Hispanic. 96%. 743 have been shot and killed in Chicago year to date. And just because this isn't covered on the national news, on MSLSD or Chicken Noodle News or any of the other places, doesn't mean people don't realize what's happening, because they do. People know what's happening from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania to Portland to New York. Defund the police. They know what it's resulted in. They know because their local news covers what has happened. They know because they know about the violence, and they won't go downtown to get dinner or see a game or catch a show. They won't do any of those things anymore. And if they can get out of those cities, they flee. And the political price of Joe Biden's failing administration is not just something you see at the national level, but something you see all over the country. And Democrats should be concerned. Listen to this from Pennsylvania.
President Joe Biden, his numbers in Pennsylvania, just like they have nationally, have dipped. You can see this very well. You know, if you look back at October of 2020, his favorable rating in the state of Pennsylvania was 52%. You look in October of 2021, it's 45%. That tends to be a pretty good recipe for Republicans to make gains nationally, and it's also probably going to be the case in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, swing state, 20 electoral votes. Surprise, Joe Biden's a failure. His administration is a failure. These politicians that want no bail and criminals treated like victims. The complete rejection of those ideas coming soon as well. Make no mistake. Coming to a place near you, that's for sure. I'll be right back. Take a break.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Homeowners, today's high-efficiency oil heat systems are so advanced that you can cut your bills by 25% or more when you upgrade. And with rebates up to $1,000, there's never been a better time to replace your old oil heat equipment. To learn more about oil heat rebates, visit useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation.
I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.